Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Welcome, all of you. I apologize for having a little bit of error there. Sometimes the Skype will turn on. I have to make sure my show is off. This is Jethro Smith, the founder of Psychics Gone Wild. I have a lot of you calling in tonight, 773-897-6461. Seeing a lot of individuals here. We're welcoming you to our fun show. For those of you that are new to the wild, we had a lot of new callers last night. I want to welcome you and know that we know that right now with Mercury and the craziness, it's a little awkward with those phones. So if they push you off or they act bad, you call us right back in. I say they. Those of you who know this person, this has become a trademark. And the last week, I've seen it on YouTube and Facebook all over. I want my Dina time. Those of you that are know the phenomenal one and only, not only psychic, intuitive, born with a gift, fun person, has been with me since we started this whole project. The one, the only, Dina Flanagan from Maine. Dina, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. It's a beautiful day here in Maine. We finally have this gorgeous weather we've been waiting for in the 70s. It's sunny. It's just beautiful.
I love that. Now, Dina, we have a lot of individuals, and we do a lot of email readings, and I have a lot of times a lot of individuals will ask you, you know, is it different for you with the weather? I mean, are you a person that resonates to the cold? Is that why you live up there in Maine, or is it something?
I like the four seasons. Okay, that's what I like. I mean, and the beautiful here, and then the fall is my favorite time of the year with the leaves changing color. The spring is good because it's just starting, you know, to everything's fresh and new. And the winter, even though it can be harsh here in Maine, it allows you that hibernation time to regroup and really center in.
My God, I love that. And those of you tune in, we can say this politely to her and in teasing her because she is our friend and we love her dearly. You are a naturalist. I mean, I have talked to you. Dina's out camping every weekend. We had a big joke. Those of you tuned in, there was a let's find Dina. You know, where went Waldo? Well, we were looking for Dina. We had a lot of psychics find it. And she was out, obviously, camping, having a good time. After we, you know, called the cops on her, she realized that we needed to let her know that psychically or not, we wanted to see her. No, I'm teasing you guys. We've got a lot of you calling in. What it is tonight is that those of you tuning in to the phone will be able to get a very good reading. Just call 773-897-6461 or send an email. All you new friends on Facebook, I know we're having a lot of conflict over there. And what I wanted to do with you is bear with me a little bit. I am right now in very full bloom of Mercury retrograde. For some reason, all I can see when I look here is a white screen. So hang on as we go through it. I have a brand new computer. It's just Mercury. And those of you know, explain to them a little bit, Dina, what Mercury retrograde is. I had someone tell me, why are you guys blaming it on Mercury? Is that the car? It's like, no, the planet. Tell them what Mercury retrograde is.
Well, Mercury retrograde is when the planet Mercury goes in reverse. And it goes in for right approximately 3 weeks. And the reason it does that is because things need to get shifted and changed around. And during Mercury retrograde, you'll have communication problems. You'll have mechanical issues like computer, car, anything electronic issues, trip delays, you have all that. But the reason for it is to slow us down, make us think and enjoy life and really see what's in front of us. And this time right now, we're going to be going into Cancer, And so we're in Gemini and Cancer while we're in Mercury retrograde. So really, this one is going to be about emotions and feelings and really getting in touch with your inner self and your home and your family and all that. So every time it's in whatever sign, that's what it's about. So that's what Mercury retrograde is about. So it may feel, you know, like, oh, so frustrating while you go through it, but it's necessary for change.
I love it. And I have a couple of you guys writing me right now. They're like, Jethro, I'm having the change. I've got to find out from Dina. Let me ask her a question. Okay, you're going to get on the phone. Hang on a little bit. I know we tease you. It's like, you know, if I let you have the whole dessert, you'll forget those green beans I want you to eat. You've got to make sure and listen and work with me. Yes, I'm gone wild. I'm silly. I have a person saying, I've listened to the show for 6 months, and I got to tell you, Dina, you've been spot on. My husband and me like to play the challenge of what you're seeing and what we're seeing. I remember very distinctively the first night I listened in, there was a person on here who had lost their animal. You told them to work with the energy and that the animal was there. I was so impressed with you. I still remember it and listening to the archives. Jethro made me cry when he told the dog and worked with her about sending the dog home, and she had to give the order and the retrieval to send that police dog home. I have still to this day think of that show when I love you, Dina. I have to have my Dina moment every Thursday or there's problems in this house. Signed, Teresa Catella. Okay, we know the Puerto Ricans love you. Everybody loves her, you know, and that's why we love Dina. Dina, you know, you've been feisty. There's been times we've discussed, we argue sometimes about how to do the chakras. We do it differently, and then we've agreed on different ways of doing it. What I love about Dina is Dina's spot on. If you need a healing or you're ready for a psychic work, get a hold of Dina. I had someone asked me yesterday, why, Jethro, are you not putting emails on your site? I apologize to you guys due to situation of life and other things. I'm recommending Dina Flanagan with her emails if you're ready to have an email reading. Not only is Dina going to be able to look at your picture and answer those questions, but Dina, you've always been able to do that little extra. I had someone tease me. They said, Jethro, I'm afraid to show Dina my aura. Will she talk about me? Not over the radio, you silly, only if you send it on the show. What she'll do is she'll sit down and do your aura. You're hoping to see this. This is one of her fans in New York. We have some gentlemen in New York who I know love Dina and haven't done for a while to go through this. Sarah Mattel, you just put in and you just won yourself a crystal necklace. I have a few prizes we're giving away. We do that periodically because we are wild through the show. The prizes go out to you when you go to psychicsgonewild.com and you put in on the left side on the third tab, it says give us your information, and you put in a little information there for me, and you say who you like, who you don't like. All I want to get is that information. Yes, I'm psychic, but if you don't send the snail mail and you put down John Doe, toe number 7, I probably won't be able to send that to that foot because I just have to have something. You know how the postal man is. I think you should be able to know who you are because I know you, but they don't do it. So work with me. Let's have some fun tonight. We've got a lot of contests. A lot of you guys have put out the video. Those of you who saw the video that started the fact of I Want Dina Time has got a hold of me. He is so excited. He wants to know if he can do a half an hour with Dina. He'll make another video even better than that and one that YouTube will do. But Dina, will you take that challenge of giving a half an hour reading if he can do that?
Oh, absolutely. Bring it on. Let's have fun with it.
We have to tease you guys. I do have to ask you guys, fans, to keep it in very good taste. It can be funny, silly. We had some really good videos in there. If you send me something that we can't show over YouTube, then it obviously can't go on YouTube. So we need to keep all of our clothes on and our sense of humors and other things there. I do want to tease you that, you know, and I did tease Dina over it because her and Amy got some people who loved them so dearly. They were sending me stuff from another country. I realized that I guess you can go in Cage Fair. In America, they like to keep a little bit clothed. Someone told me that later, if I'd have been right, I could have put it on YouTube and they would have paid for that. But we're not in that business. We're in the psychic business, so I just want to tease you guys. You made me red. At my age, that's not always easy to do unless you're teasing me about my food. Dina, I have to write and ask this question of you. I have been looking at this for 6 months. My husband told me not to do the job. I have 3 people that are telling me to go in and work with these friends of mine. What they're doing is they're working with animals. They have been putting together a Reiki and other situations. I apologize, you guys. I'm trying to read at the same time here and type, and I had something going on. You wrote me on Facebook. What I have is I have had friends. They're bringing together Reiki and some other healing situations. They are helping animals that have been lost or ferals or other individuals. We have worked single-handedly to getting these animals brought in together. My husband has told me that if he catches me doing this, he will file for divorce. He is so tired of me helping other people and not getting any money for it. Dina, will I get caught or should I let the Aries let me out the door? Okay. Well,
there's an in-between there. There's a compromise. So on here, that just back it off a little. Just, you know, you can still do it because you can't take your passion away. It's who you are. And if you want to help people and whatnot, that's great. But there's got to be a balance of home and that too. So just kind of do a compromise in the middle. I feel like that will work.
Excellent. Okay. From Chicago, Tim's writing in, Jethro, I know about your contest. You're putting out new ones that are doing postage stamps, and then we're to collect them, and we're going to win prizes or be able to do it. I would personally like to know how I can get two Dina stamps, my sister's lover, and I've already got a friend here that wants a Jan Drake Bakke stamp. If you can send them to me, I will work out a deal with you, Jethro. I will tell everybody in Chicago to go wild at 773, and he's got our phone number. You've got a deal. You know, you sent it in, you got it, it's there. And I've also put you in our contest tonight. We're going to be giving away some prizes. Last night, Brenda Epperson was the lucky winner of a Melissa Berman reading. I had a couple of other friends ask me, what's going on? Let's let everyone know. What's happening is you will be getting in the snail mail if you go to psychicsgonewild.com and ask, or would you like, you will get in the snail mail some information coming. One of them is Psychics Gone Wild discounts and our sales and what we're doing. We've got a new thing. We've asked Dina, and Dina's going to be doing Ask Dina, and Dina will be doing a column. Those of you that are emails, I got so many emails for Thursday, we can't do them all on the show. So Dina has graciously agreed that she will do it. I will send them to her. She will answer the emails. I'll send it to her in little pieces, and she will do like 3 to 5 emails, or, you know, what we can do at a time, put it in our mail. We've also got Jan, you brought up. Jan Drake Bakke will be doing her poems and her beautiful work there on our monthly Psychics Gone Wild newsletter. It goes out to all of the individuals who've sent us their emails. If you don't ever want it, just write to me and say, you know, it's getting on my nerves. I don't know, whatever you want to say, and you don't have to accept it. I had someone tell me yesterday, you know, and I want to thank you. I've got more emails than I've ever had of people wanting to be involved in this new part. Yes, every Psychics Gone Wild host or hostess, unless it's against their religion, which we do have, will have their face on those pictures, because then you know that we're wild and we're there for you. Welcoming all of the new people. We've got new people on. Those of you who have gotten to listen in, make sure as we're going through that you guys are calling 773-897-6461, because that's our number. I had some people send me, I think it's Mercury Retrograde or Confused, another number, and I always tease you, we're Psychics Gone Wild, not Psychics Gone Mild, and that will be my motto that I'm going to be sending out with the new shirt of mine and with some of the things I'm putting on for Psychics Gone Wild. Dina, I have to ask you this. I have a crush on an Aquarius man. Someone told me that if I do the right thing with him, I need to keep his mind into the bigger picture. I thought that I was being very excited. I talked to him and got with him and did a very intense video. I am not sure now, but after I sent the video, he has changed his phone number. And so I'm asking Dina, is he embarrassed? Most Aquariuses, I would think, would be liking the fact. It was not that risky of a video, but it was really my heartfelt feelings. Am I in trouble for what I videotaped?
Yes.
Oh, my God. What are you... Dina. Fans.
I'm thinking, okay, what's on this tape? No. I feel like what happened was it was like a blast of energy, too much energy, like it scared him. So I don't think you're going to get in trouble. I just feel like, I feel like this is what happened. It was just like, whew, like a wow, just too much energy. So kind of scary, sort of. So I think that's what happened, but he's got to process it for a while, is what I hear.
And see, I love this. And those of you know, this is not Disney. This is Dina time. And it's like we get our Dina time. Gina, I have to ask this question. Is this right? My friend explained to me that they heard over the radio that there was a gentleman who fell in love and had the most experience of his life. He'd asked his wife three times to have, obviously, that, a three-way. This went well. They had a very good time. Oh, my gosh, you guys, tonight. And she... His wife surprised him even more because when the lights were turned on, he knew he had a hot mother-in-law. He didn't realize how hot because, according to the radio show, the mother-in-law was the other third person. Is this bad in karma? And if so, what would happen? Because he technically was married to the family. Wouldn't this be bad spiritual to make love to your own mother-in-law?
Well, okay. Well, if they're all willing participants, then, you know, I say whatever floats your boat, but they all have to be willing participants that it's not going to ruin or affect the family afterwards. That's the only thing, because it can cause tension. But if it wasn't willing or if they did it behind the back, then that's bad karma, spiritual karma stuff. But if they're all willing, you know, everybody's got their own thing, whatever they like to do. And if they're not hurting anybody, then it's not a bad karma thing.
I feel the energy, and I love you, Dina, because this is one of those nights. And Dina gets them. She always, you know, we tease. There's someone writing me from over here in Clearwater. Yes, Jethro, I'm loving your show tonight. I heard this on the air, and I got to tell you, it was true. I heard that on the Florida station. You probably heard it. I did. I did hear that exactly about that man. I did hear that she was very beautiful. The question I loved that the host said was her age. If you think about it, if they were in their 20s making love to her, she's in her 50s, and this is a beautiful lady. If her daughter wanted to do it, the other person joked on the show and said, did the mother jump in with all hands, or was she tagged in as a wrestler? And I thought that was very funny, but a little odd. I do know what you guys are talking about, and yes, I do. I'm writing in Carlene, love hearing you guys, and Miss Class is seeing you soon. A very good friend of ours, a very phenomenal psychic, is Carlene. I love you, Carlene. You're in our contest to win some more prizes. You've been one of our winners, too. And those of you tuning in, we're giving away stuff, we're handling it, and you're going to psychicsgonewild.com and letting us know what you like or don't like. We have another one here from Amber. She's writing, love the discussion about the Mercury retrograde. Go, Dina. So you're in, Amber. We love you, and we always would share just your name and let you know if you win. We put you in. We are giving away some of those prizes tonight. The prizes we have are some very fun things that we have here. I want to tease a couple of you. I had someone write to me and say, Jethro, I can't believe it. I want to know why every time I listen to the show, you're either talking food or sex. What is going on with you? Have you never thought in your mind that there's other things?
Well, those are the two best things in the world.
Yeah, and I want to tell you, Denise, of course I do. I just pick up these emails. Don't blame it on the messenger. I'm just sitting here reading these off. And I'll excuse my food. I love food. Food's my favorite thing. My fridge light never goes off. My head's either in there or soon to be. So, love you, Denise. If you want Psychics Gone Mild, that's the other radio station. We go to someone else over here. Dina, I have been asking people for 6 months to find a person to help me. Now it's been a year and a half. Every time I write to people about this, they are very embarrassed to tell me this. Dina, am I correct in assuming that my aura has changed? Because I am not a jealous person. But every time I talk to an aura reader, they tell me I'm a jealous green. I don't feel jealous. I am upset with my family, and I think that my brother got a better deal with his wife because she treats him good. I've never been married. I'm 27 years old. I also don't feel like I want to be married, but I don't feel really jealous. Am I really pea green?
The old green with envy?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's where that came from. But, you know, your aura can change. You can shift and change it around, In my opinion, green is not jealous or envy. It's about heart. It's the color, the chakra for your heart, and it's about working around with heart issues. So that if you have these certain issues with your family or what have you, it's about you working, you needing to or working on some of your own heart issues within it. That doesn't mean you're jealous. That just means that, you know, there's a little more work to be done there. But your aura changes all the time. And, you know, daily, minute, every, like, I used to have people come to do psychic fairs, and they'd come and sit down, they did this on purpose, sit down, they would go get a picture taken, an aura picture. And then they would come have a reading with me, and then they would go back and get another picture taken. And what a difference with these beautiful, gorgeous colors afterwards, like big rainbow bright colors after the reading. So it can change all the time with the different energies around you.
It's one of my dreams and fantasies, and also it's going to be a reality, is to work with Dina in one of the New York fairs or one of the places around where she is up there. We've had people writing me. They're talking about another September. We're trying to get it together. Every time we went to do a fair, those of you know of L.A. and our American Federation, Dina's also a certified psychic there with all of us, with me and Patty Negri and all of our fun friends. And what I love about it is Dina and Melissa Berman, I know you guys are writing, who else? We were going to do the fair, and every time something has happened, but someday we're going to do it. Those of you doing the Body, Mind, Spirit Expo here. Tomorrow is starting with it. We're getting these set up. A Saturday and Sunday at the Sheraton. I'm here in Tampa, Florida. Psyche's Jethro's there going wild. So definitely get there. Dina, when you were doing the energy with the individuals, did you actually, I've seen you do this before, you've healed people right over the air. Do you know when you're doing the other energy, has there been times that your energies went unworked on its own? My name is Kathy Elsella, and I've worked with this energy 6 times in my energies, and I'm not really certain about it because I just got trained. But Dina, when you talk, it seems like it's just natural. Have you ever had your energy get out of hand? Just curious and tender.
You know, when I first started, it was a lot different than now. I've been doing it for so many years that it does just flow naturally all the time. I've always had the gift, but the more you use it, the more it will just become natural and get stronger and stronger and stronger. But now it's just, no, it just, it's almost like that's it. I don't know any other way. It's just part of me.
Love it. And those of you tuning in tonight, yes, we're still doing an I Love DC Love contest. We had a technical difficulty. Next week, Tuesday night, live, DC Love, Psychic Jethro, Eileen Boucher, we will give that prize away. So all of you guys keep putting in, I Love DC Love. We love her. Dina has had an individual for 600 times tell me this. And they said, I love tonight. What is this with all the sixes, you guys? I've got all you guys on Facebook. Everything's within 6 months, 6 days, or sixes. I think you guys are sixing me crazy. You know that's the number that makes me stressed. If you're working, quit. They said, what is the weirdest thing that happened to you, Jethro, for this time? For this? I keep asking it. No, will you never answer me? As a psychic, would you and Dina tell us your personal stories of one of the weirdest stories that happened to you while you were doing a reading? Ooh, Dina, you go first. You guys asked her. Remember, you asked.
Well, I don't know, because I'm a medium too. So I guess my strangest readings are when I do medium work, because they channel through me, the entities, and I become them. And so, like one time I remember I had to do one, and I was singing and dancing because that's what this person did. And they made me get up and sing and dance. And I thought that was the strangest thing, but that's what they ended up doing, and I found that out. So I become them, so it's very odd. That was the strange one for me.
Oh, that. Hello. I got a good one. We're talking mediumship. I did a work with some individuals, and I went to their house, and they had teased me very strongly about their family. And the woman let me know that she thought I was very attractive, and that her uncle and her mother were both haunting the house, and that she had had some problems and she wanted me to work with her mother. She just wanted her mother to go. She didn't want any hard feelings, but she wanted to work with her and go. Her uncle, who had been a gay gentleman, was very fun, and obviously he could stay around if he was going to be good, but if he wasn't going to be good, he had to go too, because there was odd things going on in their house. They were having things misplaced, a lot of stress. The husband, the ghost, didn't like. Long story short, I went to this town, and this is in Colorado. I went to the house. I did the work. I did all the things I'd been taught. I brought with my teacher, brought these other people. Everything went, I thought, real well. I thought both ghosts had left, and the agreement was the mother could come back and forth and be nice if she did. She was very friendly to me, and I felt the energy. Well, long story short, for those of you who want a really good laugh, I went home, did all my stuff, did my relaxing, did all my things out, took the shower. You always take a very good cleansing after you've done one of these works, and someone touched me a little bit inappropriately, a little awkward, and I realized right away. I said, okay. I said, you know, I go, this is the mom. And I said her name. And I said, you promised to be going there and being good. Are you coming here to do this with me? And it freaked me out. It was the uncle. And it was like, oh, no. And it took me 2 days to get him to leave my house. He thought that he was going to stay around and be a voyeur or something. So very weird story, very true story, very creeped out story for me, that if I do other work, I make sure they don't follow you home. Because I found out when you're doing a house or you're doing a cleansing, yes, they can go to the light. Sometimes in energies, they choose to come back and do energy like that. So That's my weird story. You asked, and please don't tease me about it on the days that I'm sensitive. So those of you that are calling in, psychic's gone wild. Let's get those phones. They're really going hectic. I know it's Mercury. Those of you have been so patient. I'm going to give it a shot. If it is crazy or we hear McDonald's ordering over the phone, which we've had happen a couple times, me and Dina also, I think, have picked up a satellite one night because they were giving out commands in another language. I hope that if it was Czechoslovakia or whoever it was, they still have that satellite flying. 610, you get to go wild. How are you, 610? Let's go Psychic's Gone Wild. How are you tonight?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Great. It was the phones. It kept spinning. Your thing never would. I kept pushing the button to pick it up, and it would do this real pretty light green color, which usually it's a red or a blue. So welcome.
Awesome. I hope that's a green color because, or green healing color, because I'm actually calling to see if you guys have any insight. I have a genetic painful fat disorder. And it's genetic, and I was wondering if you guys have any thoughts on the best thing to do about it, to heal it or whatever. I don't know if I've asked you this before, but it's really bugging me today. It's especially in the legs, and looking for any and all spiritual help that I can get.
Jethro?
I'm feeling the energy, and I do need permission from the guides for me. You'll have to say your name for me.
Marilyn.
Excellent. Marilyn, I'm picking up that I feel like my spiritually, they're telling me that there is some things that would go with the energy. I feel so sad for you, Marilyn. You're a sweetheart. And I feel we have hit around this, but it's okay to ask the question, you know, when you come back in. What the angels are telling me is that you've been working so hard with other situations and things that I feel like physically, I do feel like an herbalist and some other things would help, but they're showing me, you know, that I know black cherry works a lot with the gout, and this is a different type of disorder, but they're showing me some things that working with some stuff like that, like you working with blueberries for your heart, cherries for your feet. They're making me sound like they're going to put you like Karanda. They're going to make you be the fruit girl because they're putting all these things in. They said potassium with the bananas for your legs. They're telling me Dina's energy is putting healing in. Can you feel her? Dina just turned on. That energy you're feeling that's very positive is Dina. Dina does this naturally. I'm going to cry. She's putting out like about 220 with energy. I had to open the door. I have a small office here in Tampa, Florida, and I think she just cooked the paint where I didn't have paint. So hang in here, Marilyn. You're one of our friends. I knew you'd do this. You have to ask, and you asked, and they're helping. Gina, help her with what else you're sensing, because yeah. I feel like some healing here.
Right. That's why I had to take it first up there, because I wanted to send the healing. You were right on there. So I'm shifting some things around in you, because I feel like you have stuck energy. That's why you're feeling extra pain today or whatever. But I also feel he's right with some natural things, but have you tried the acupuncture yet?
Yeah, I have to do that more. Yes, mm-hmm. I do remember talking to you guys about this now.
Yeah.
I forget a lot, too. I think that goes with this, this situation.
Yeah, it does, but I feel like acupuncture will help relieve some of those points and will help it a little bit. And definitely some naturopathic, go to a naturopath and do some homeopathic stuff, because I feel like that's going to help it too. At least the inflammation part of it. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, because I had called a bunch of people even this week, and they were like, "We've never heard of, you know, adiposa dolorosa or anything." So I'm like, you know, just getting really kind of frustrated. Like, how can I get help?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, when you go to a naturopath, it isn't like you have to have a name for it. It's just you give them your symptoms and they work with you. You know, a good
right.
one. You go to a recommended one. And you can do it over the phone, too. You know, it doesn't have to be done. You don't have to go there. So it could be somebody that lives far away from you, just a really good one. And so I feel like if you do those things, and I'll send you some more energy and get some of that moving, And just your diet has a lot to do with it, too.
And warn her. You had to tell her, Marilyn, once you dance with Dina, you'll never be the same. She told me she'd help me, and I used to eat a lot of red meats, all these things, and I was, like, having all these problems with things. And she's like, Jethro, would you like me to help? I said, yes, please, Dina. How much do you want? She's like, we're friends. We're family. You're my brother. She helps me. The second night of her helping me, my diet started changing. By the third night, we were laughing. I had a girlfriend, as everyone knows. She was like, something's going on here. She says, is Dina coming tonight? I go, now you like her here. I go, what is this, like a slumber party? She says, I feel her energy, and what it happens is Dina will help you. It'll be so miraculous. I can honestly say I lost over 12 pounds of stuff I was going through. She also helped me with some of my energy. I love to eat, and everyone knows that, but I'm eating a lot sensibler. Some of the things I was eating, like red meats, we have Christian psychic in the room here that's asking about your food. Very good question. What, you know, what kind of meats? And she thinks maybe something with your intestine. So we love all of you guys. Thank you for writing in with it. Definitely take a dance with her. And Marilyn, if you would be willing, I know this is a wild thing to do and it's what we do, if you would take and do a session with Dina for like a half an hour phone session and let me know. Psychic's Gone Wild, it's Jethro Inc. will pay for that. I think Dina's doing a really crazy sale, like $65 for half an hour or something like that. And we'll pay for it. And then if you would come on the show and honestly tell us, you know, you can tell the truth. Was she good? Was she bad? Did she make you dance, or did she make you scream mommy? Would you do that?
I would be honored. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We have our winner tonight. We have our first winner that got through the phones to win himself a half an hour with Dina. Dina, that will come to you. I'll take care of that with you through the PayPal, the way we do it the Wild Way. And and we love all of you guys. Thank you for tuning in, Marilyn. Now that I know this, I'm going to send more prayers. I always knew I loved you the more. Now I know why. We share some of the stresses. People don't realize, you know, when your health's getting it, you know, and you've always been such a sweetheart. Marilyn, I love you dearly. Thank you.
You too. Thank you. Thank you very much, both of you.
Good. Go in and make sure, Marilyn, you're not done yet. Go to psychicsgonewild.com and you put in for these prizes, because we got some stuff to put on, and we always love the jewelry. I know that I had a friend tell me, Jethro, you sent me something in the mail last night. You said I won it. What happened? Well, you got to wait a little bit. What do you think? I'm magical? I put it in the mail. You won the rose quartz. I know who. Okay. Lisa, it's got to be you, because that's the only prize we gave away last night that was physical. So you won it in the mail. Brenda Epperson won a Psychic Gone Wild reading. And Melissa talked to me today. She will be contacting her. And so Brenda Epperson will win that and get to have a half an hour reading. Now Marilyn got a half an hour with Dina, covered by Psychic Gone Wild. Dina, I have to go with this question. I've been hiding around it and going it. I have to ask you this, Dina. Do you actually believe in werewolves? I know that Jethro put something on your site because I wrote him about it, and he teased me and said he helps you on Facebook. I can't help this. My name is Timothy, and I do believe in werewolves. And Jethro put a baby's werewolf's picture on your site. Dina, do you believe in them, or is Jethro just teasing us again?
Yeah, both. No,
I've
watched werewolf movies since I was young, because they fascinate me. And sometimes I think, really? And I wonder who around me could be. You know, is it possible? Because most anything is possible in this world.
And they've proven with the vampires, they proved there was individuals doing it. There was some other health problems and some other stuff going on. And I know you guys are teasing. I'm not saying out of National Kooky Wire papers. I'm saying actual real footage and videos and people that were doing it. I've also heard of families who have some of the genetic disorders and some things that sometimes they will at different parts of the moon have different energies happen. I feel like there's other times that will go with it. Remember, those of you just won in, Marilyn, I don't have your phone number. You'll have to contact psychicsgonewild.com and let us know that you're Marilyn, so we can get you hooked up with that half an hour with Dina. And I have to grab it. I got a phone that's actually letting me see the sign. We're going to get a few of you babies in. 207, let's do it. How are you, 207?
Hello?
Hey, you got in, you little wild girl. There's a bunch of phones out there.
Oh, my God, I did get in. I was paying attention to the chat room.
Oh, my gosh, who is this? We love you. Who is this?
I can
feel your...
Thank Rock you, Jethro, and hello, Dina, fellow Mainer.
Hi.
How are you? I'm going to be quick, and my question is, I bought a house in December, and I'm ready to sell it. I bought it at auction, a lot of equity in it. What do you guys think?
I feel like it's not exactly the right time. I feel like you need to hold on to it for just a little while longer because it will be to your benefit.
Okay.
And it would be more like, I'm feeling more like, even though it's a crazy time toward the end of the year, you know,
yeah.
I know that's a crazy time, but that's what I'm feeling.
There's about, I'm going to say there's probably about $70,000 worth now.
Yeah.
I'm like ready to let it go. I don't know why.
Yeah. Well, that's fine. But I just, and if you want to put it up now, that's great. But I feel like it would be more to your benefit at the end of the year, more toward the end of the year. Now, the end of the year could be October, November. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. That was it. That was all we had to ask.
All right. That was easy.
You're cute. You're a keeper. Go to Psyche's Go Wild. I'd love to see you get a prize. Melissa, you rock.
Thank you. Bye.
We've got those phones going on the wire. We're grabbing a hold of them. We're fighting. We're pulling. We're stretching. We still can't get one to play. I don't know what's going on today, but I can tell you something that's really good and cool that's happening. Psyche's Gone Wild. Happy is our middle name. Those of you who've seen that new video we've got out there, we were the ones being crazy and happy back when people were sad, when everybody was worried in 2012 and asked Dina, is the world coming to an end, Dina, because they said we're all changing. I'm scared. Should I stay on my skateboard or take the journey? Dina, let them know we're going to go on. This is going to be the energy. We had the biggest laugh the night that Dina actually told the lady that she needed to stop with the husband, that he wasn't doing any good, and if he wasn't going to act that way, to tell him that he had to quit. He's wrote us now. We have Larry Delta is one of our fans who says, you can say in Nebraska, Dina's name around our house saved this marriage. After my wife told me that she listened to Dina, I decided to call in. I asked Dina a trick question, and she told me the truth. She let me know that I did have some problems, and there was something going on about my mother on the other side. If she's not psychic, she's sure something, because she scared me. So I love her, and I'm going to still keep listening in. Thank you, Larry. You're in the contest. I love this tonight. We are back. Yes, every time I call in, Jethro keeps moving Dina around. I told you not to do it again. I do live close to there. Know that I'm in Georgia. If you move Dina's time again, Jethro, I will hold back every hamburger you ever wanted. Dina's on. Don't touch my hamburgers. Good God. People, we don't have to get excited. We're all enough love to go around. 203, it's you, me, and Dini. I got to say Dina because it don't rhyme with three. Dee, how are you? 203.
How you doing? It's Woody.
Hey, Woody, you wild man. It's been a while. You have been out there, what, singing music, chasing the women? What are you doing, my wild friend?
I just asked what the angel, what message they have to say for me.
When I hear the angel.
That's all you, Jethro.
I can feel with the energy. Have you been on there and seen what's going on in my Twitter? I have 31,000 people Twitter me. You need to help me, my friend. You're the musician and the Twitter man. I'm feeling the guys tell me that angel with you has got a very strong energy, and I hear that I'm feeling the female energy is working with you. She says you've went through your lessons and the time, and now there's going to be love back in your life. She's showing me, I'm going to be really intimate with you, and I'm sorry you guys are on the radio. If this embarrasses you, please turn it down real low, but this is a regular of ours, and we get real serious because Woody's our musician, and we love him. We want to help. They're saying there's going to be a woman that's going to be able to warm your fires like you've never had it kindled. So there's I know. I'm like, oh, my God. This is the adult. Every time she comes on, I tell you, Dina, I'm telling her, Dina, you got to calm it down. This is children are out there. We got 18 years old above. So what they're telling me is that you, angels working with you, is there's going to be, I see a new relationship. You keep saying angel, and they keep telling me that you have angels, plural, and they said that there's something in your life that has to take a ground energy of red, and she's not, I think her name is Scarlet, is what I get with the angel energy. She's telling me that you do some prayer and some work with it, and that you've been going through some real awkward times there, because other people are trying to get what they want with you, and you're really nice, is what she's saying.
Okay.
You know, does that make sense to you at all, Woody? Do I sound like I need to quit drinking my Gatorade and go back to my corner?
No, yeah, you're right. People try to, pull me this way, that way, and yeah.
That's what we're getting. We love you dearly, Woody. Stay out there. Keep telling friends. Remember, you got to get a hold of me on Facebook. I want to get your music out there. Come catch me at Psychic Jethro 10.
Okay.
Okay, you rock. One of our friends, those of you who've listened to the show, we've had his music on a couple times. Him and his friend Keith are phenomenal. Really good men and very positive. Grabbing those phones, we got another phone coming up. We're getting in tonight. Woody broke the line. He got in and got some time. 760, what do you know, 760?
Yes, hi, this is Michael.
Welcome, Michael. Welcome to the wild side of Psychics Gone Wild. You're here tonight with the one, the only, Dina Flanagan. How would you like to go about the question? I can feel there's energy with you happening with some person right off, but what do you want to look at?
There's lots of things going on, but actually I had a question about my health.
Okay. You picked the right note.
So I have 20, 30 pounds that I need to lose, but I hold on to it. Lately I've really been opening up my mediumship skills. However, my energy fluctuates so much. I know if I could stabilize my weight, then my energy or my ability to tune into energy would also stabilize. But it's like this cycle, and I'm trying to break it. I was wondering if you had any suggestions.
Yeah, it is. The thing is, you have to really want it, for one thing. So the only way you can break the cycle, it would be like quitting smoking, you know, that sort of thing. You have to really want it, and you have to really do it. So just by changing some of your food habits around, then changes your energy around, and then it becomes more stable. You know what I'm saying? So the cycle I see that you're on, it has been a cycle for a while. But once you decide to do it, it will come off easily, more easily is what they're saying. You just have to, in your mind, sort of decide to do it, and then just put your foot out and just start doing it, one foot in front of the other, and then it's going to change because they go hand in hand. I'm seeing that your eating and your energy does go hand in hand. But you're like, what goes first? The cart or the horse? Well, so I feel like that you just, as long as you stick, start with one foot and one step, they're going to click. They're going to go together. But it's almost like you've separated them in your mind when they really have to go together. This is what I'm seeing. And you will become much clearer. Actually, sometimes what happens is while you're going through shifts, this is what's happening right now. That's why I'm saying that when you go through shifts, then the weight goes up and down. So, and the reason for that is because they're working on you. They work on you, like your spirit guides and your whatever, they work on you. And sometimes you need that extra weight for the protection when they work on you. And then you get to take it off. So what happens is then you just decide you don't want to do the up and down thing anymore. Ask them to just work on you without having to put the weight on and to just take it off. And I feel like it will all come together. I feel like that you can do it and that by the fall you'll have it under control and you will be clearer as well.
Very gifted man. You're getting energy, and I'm picking up, I'm trying to read the health, but I'm picking up the top with the energy of the abilities. You're very much strengthened. I feel that you also have another friend or something that's working with you. That's what I was picking up, that you two are extending and working out. Your guide worked so strong. I'm very impressed here that the angel said it will also be what you need to have happen is so that you can do more channeling, more work with the other side. I feel like there's some sadness that went on there for a while.
Yes to all the above.
Cool. We love you, Michael. Yeah. We got to go in wild. Definitely go to psychicsgonewild.com. You could win one of these cool prizes. We're giving away tonight. One of the prizes is Living in the Psychic Realm. My book. It's my first 18 years of being psychic and the three teachers that helped me come out of that and realize living in the realm wasn't such a bad thing. I mean, I was back in the day when people hid from this, and when you said the word psychic, they screamed and gave you the cross sign and ran to mommy. So. We love you, Michael. You definitely ought to get.
Where do I go on the Psychic Gone Wild? Where do I go on the website?
It's on the left side. It says third one. It says contact us, I think, on there, or contact us. And when you click on that link there on the third or fourth line, it'll come up saying, how
Got
to put
it.
In for prizes. Yep, cool.
Got it. Excellent. Thank you so much. I appreciate all of your words. Thank you.
I also want to tell you that I've just moved some stuff, your third chakra, your energy center, your solar plexus was kind of blocked up, and so I just moved some stuff there, so that will help you too.
What if he needed that, Dina? You're like treating him like a salad. He could be over here losing tomatoes, and we want to get him out there with the taco people. You got to – no, I'm teasing her. Somebody else is right. It's good, Michael. I laugh. We tease all the time. This person wrote me, you let Dina do whatever she wants with the man. Oh, gosh. Everybody gets on Dina's side. I can tease her, Agnes. I can make friends with her. We make funnies. Those of you in New York who are upset, I just got to say one thing. Stop the beat. Relax. Chill your feet. It'll all be good. Those of us in Florida wear sandals for a reason. I gotta tease them. Those of you up in Washington, D.C., before I forget, I will be up there for a whole week. I'm ready. Coming to Capitol Hill again. Let's do or let's go down there. You guys know where I'm at. And if you're ready for Alexander Reeder, I'm here. Jethro's going to be up there for a full week. I am having a little bit of a special for you guys because you said that I was too high. I'll have you know I never got high. I did swing a little bit, but I was a silly person. So what I was doing, and I think you're talking about, is the mount I'm giving you guys in Virginia, Vermont, Washington, D.C. There is, I actually just opened up two more days to stay longer because you took my appointments and then you complained about my price. No wonder you're in Washington, D.C. You should be up there arguing with each other. Don't be crabby. I will give you special readings for those of you up there for those days while I'm there. You can actually meet me. So you got to get on my website, jethrosmith.net. Go in there. Look, if you will, notice that I have got a different system for you guys up there. So I don't know. What do you want next? I'm not going to cook for you because I heard you guys are not crazy about calories, and I love calories. Everybody will tease you. I have a lasagna here that's the best one. It's got some zucchini in it, some meat. I've got a really good marinara sauce. I got a marinara sauce. I guarantee you that'll win awards. And I'm doing a chocolate beet cake for those of you who know about my cooking. So going back to the – I got on the food, Dina. I tried to be good. Here we go. Dina, I have got to know what happened to my sister. 3 months ago, my sister Cherie told me that she was going to L.A. and that she was going to find out what it was like to be with around the famous people. I have not heard anything. I am very upset. And then last week, she called a friend of mine on his cell phone and told him that she was madly in love and she was going to marry a gentleman who was not of our ethnic. My family will have a freak. My father is a very big man and has been known to hurt people for things less than dating out of our own culture. Dina, help me understand why Cherie is trying to get this white gentleman killed. Okay. Now we're going there. What, Dina, what do you think?
Well, this is kind of why you haven't heard from her, because she knows what the family will do. But she's kind of trying to, she's getting her independence. She's trying to, because she was told who she can and can't marry or this or that or rules, or she's kind of trying to break free from them is what I feel. I'm not so sure that's going to follow through and take place. So what she is doing. So I feel like don't worry so much. She just has to test the waters, and she's out. That's what she's doing. She's out there testing the waters and pushing it to the limit. But she's finding herself or trying to find herself. So I don't quite think that one's going to follow through. So I don't know. That's what I hear. What do you hear, Jethro?
I agree, and I agree very much. And when you started talking about it here and I'm reading the email, I'm sensing with it. I usually need a picture, but I sensed really sadly that your sister needs to express herself. And we all know that it doesn't matter about the other stuff. I feel so sad for you, and I nothing bad about your father, but he's got to get with the other part of life and realize people and individuals go for what they feel and need and love. And if your sister needs to express herself, and like Dina was saying, I feel the same. I do feel that this relationship probably won't go, but I can tell you, as you asked, I feel she's having a blast. I can tell you that being out there, and you know that our Friday hostess, Patty Negri, is born and raised and lived in there. L.A. is a wild town. It's a little creepy. I got to tell you, even for a gentleman of my age, I was a little nervous there. I found out it's a little kooky, but it also is a lot of fun. And I feel your sister's in with some people and having a great time. There's some things that I missed that we used to do, and there's some things that I'm kind of grateful. So I just think, and my suggesting to you is to please, Gary, to make sure that you're putting out the energy and the love towards her and being unconditional so she knows you're there for her. I also had a parent that they were scared of. Ironically, mine was my mother. And I can tell you, dating and my life was very different, even being a male. People were afraid or awkward about dating me because my mother could fight like a guy, and she had the same thing you're talking about with it. Hilariously, we joke about it. My sister, I mean, I used to use it and blackmail my sister. We'd go to the carnival, and I'm like, if he doesn't give me money for a ride, I'm going to tell Mom he tried to neck with you. You ought to see the guy throw the dough out. Now I got to tell you, not right, and now I just told you a little karma that I pray for every night, that my sister forgives me. She found a good guy I fell in love. But for years, I was that little brat that, you know, nobody would do it because I knew that button. So you as a brother, you rise above it. You love your sister, and you know that, and I know that no matter what happens, she's your sister. I feel she's coming back around. I've got a question tonight, and I don't know what's going on. Jethro won't let me in on the phone, so I'm writing this to you on his Skype. My aura is a pink color, and I know that it's like a very pretty cotton candy. But when I went to the aura reader, she told me that I was very much a lower red energy and that I had some things to work on with my stress. This upset me, and I realized I'm not going back to those fairs. Dina, Jethro won't let me on the radio, but I need to know, am I pink or am I red, or is there a such thing as being pink?
Well, like I was saying earlier, your energy changes constantly. So I think what that person was reading was what they were, the inside of you, the issues they were seeing, or the inside aura, rather than the outer edge aura. So everybody, we are all of us readers. We all get, you know, whatever it is that we get, and it might be different, and but for different reasons. So it doesn't necessarily have to be a bad thing. I think pink is for when you're just happy, fluffy, whatever. But I think we all have times or moments when, you know, maybe we're stressed or working too hard or we're worried about something. And that's when your aura is going to change to different colors. Maybe the day that you went in to see this person, that's what they saw. So I wouldn't worry about it too much. You can change your aura anytime.
I know that you guys have asked to make sure tonight that we understand with Mercury, and I have been working on it. Is it possible that Mercury is making my fish in my aquarium react odd? I have checked everything physically, and there's nothing wrong with any of the temperatures or anything else that would affect my fish. I have raised fish for over 7 years, but I seem to be having problems, and I think Mercury's making my fish react odd. Is this possible?
Well, Mercury does affect animals and fish and whatnot, you know, birds. It does affect everybody, not just human nature. So it is quite possible. What do you think, Jethro?
I agree. And Dina, I love that, you know, we go there. I've had some other people writing in. Jethro, you and Dina seem to really touch on a lot of topics tonight that I don't agree with. I've got to tell you that I sometimes worry about you two with what you guys are doing. You're giving people the idea that all life is fun and crazy. You know, and I know that they're going to have to get up tomorrow and go to work. What's going to happen then? We're going to go to work. We're going to get up and do it. I work very hard, and I'll tell you one thing that's going to be even better for them is with our actuality, they're going to know in their future what to do. Okay. Going on here, I'm like, okay, that was a wild one. Reading for me has always been difficult. I have been to a lot of psychics, and they always seem to come up with this child. They keep telling me that there's this young person with me. I've got to tell you honestly, I definitely don't want children. I have never liked having children, and my husband agreed to, when we first got married, there would not be children. We have been very much blessed, 17-year relationship, that my husband has had a vasectomy 3 years ago. I don't want children. I just recently went to another psychic who told me she saw this child. Please help me get this child out of here. How do I go about it? Oh.
Well, sometimes, that was told to me for a long time, too. Sometimes it's just a spirit child. You know, that sometimes that's all it is, and that's what they see. And it could be somebody from, you know, a past life. And because that's what I feel it is. I feel like it's just a spirit that's around you. It doesn't necessarily mean it's going to manifest into a physical child. So that's what I'm feeling. And you, Jethro?
No, I'm agreeing, and I'm getting the chill. This is Dee Benson is writing me. I love to show. I'm having a great time listening to you guys tonight. DC Love has my vote, and now I am in love with Dina. Why do you keep all the fun people late at night, Jethro? I have to get up in the morning, and I have to get off, but I can't stop listening in Vermont. Hey, well, you're in Vermont. Yay. Help me for what I need to have help with is that you need to help me take care of my mother. I have been having some situations here where she is sensing things and other people are telling me something is wrong. But what has been really eerie is that she's saying and seeing my father. I was afraid that maybe she was going to cross over because you see he's on the other side. Now I'm asking you guys to help me deal with her with it because she is seeing him and telling me that he is bringing her things. The odd part is my mother cannot leave her room, and I'm the only person that goes and helps her. And yet my mother has items in her room that someone is bringing her from outside the house, such as pizza, pop, and cookies. I wrote in this to ask Jethro. He would understand. I know how he is with food. Has he been helping? Ha ha. Please tell me what's going on, because either my mother is very clever or I have my father on the other side being her delivery man. Okay.
Guess that one's for you, Jethro.
Ellen, I really got to be honest with you and what you're saying with me. I do feel that you are on something. I do honestly keep feeling that you're going to be really upset, and please don't be mad, but I'm seeing a male helping her. I'm seeing a dark-headed guy who's kind of got the eye for you, and he loves your mother. And you know the way to a woman's heart. You know, a man's is his stomach. I agree. A lot of times with a woman, if their mother loves you, you know, you're in for a good deal there. And I feel that. I feel like there's a man, don't you? I mean, Dina, can you hear him? I keep hearing this guy, like he does visit. I think you're not counting him coming in as maybe seeing her or visiting, and he's able to do this. You let him help you with some of the chores around there or something. I keep seeing him help. I don't think it's a bad thing. And I do think that he also knows in your time of your mom doing it. If it's not hurting her health, let her have the pop. I had a friend who has a mother who's 90 years old, and they had her stay at a place that they took care of her, and they said, she's drinking a glass of wine a day. Do you know that? And she said, you know what? She isn't driving. She isn't doing anything. She can have the whole bottle at 90. You know what I'm saying? That's what I feel. What do you think, Dina?
No, I've got the same thing as you were saying that. I feel like it's somebody that's helping to a male figure. I feel like that she is kind of, yeah, I feel like there's a portal opened up. So that's why she's saying, you know, her husband or whatever. I feel like that, yeah, there's no harm in her enjoying life, and if she sees people and wants to talk about it, you know, I don't feel like there's any harm. I just feel like there's no harm, that she's fine, she's safe.
Well, we got a chill here, you guys. Tune it in, all of you. We're getting down to the last. We've got 901. I'm trying to get you guys in. There's a 352. I'm going to see if I can get you to go. The numbers are going 865-707-304-219. Oh, my gosh, we got a couple more down here. I'm trying to get you guys in. It's 3 minutes left. Please go to psychicsgonewild.com and see us. We'll be back next week because we love you so much. Don't go wild. Just go with us for a while. Well, those of you who've tuned in tonight, we did ask, and we'd love for you to go to psychicsgonewild.com. I'm pulling out a name here, Jack Metella. Jack, your last name is very cool, Metella, Matilia. I think that's Italian. Matilia, you are the winner of the psychic, Living in the Psychic Realm. I will sign a copy and send it to you. My pleasure. Make sure those of you that are tuning in, stay happy during Mercury. Don't let this planet play with your head. I know of a lot of individuals because of it are getting really stressed this time. We have Saturn beaten down on us, and Dina gave it to me. She's a Libra, and she threw it at me as a Scorpio next in her sign for no reason. It's in my planet. It's making it, I mean, my planet. It's in my sign, my astrology. Yeah, it's my world. It's in my world now. And it's sitting there putting all this stress on karma and energy. So what that planet is doing is it's reflecting with us. And because of my Scorpio and that sign, your spirituality and your ways. Think before you do things with the communication, because you may do something that can react right now in the next couple of days. And we're almost out of it. Hang tight. I think it goes out sometime next week. We can say hello to you, 352. You got in. I'm so sorry. They wouldn't let you play. Mercury was being mean.
Hi, Jethro.
Hi, we love you. How are you?
I'm good. This is Cindy. Thank you so much for taking my call. What a blessing you are.
Oh, Cindy, where have you been? I worry about you. I know you were over here and they were being mean to you and your horses, and then I prayed and then they made me go to work. I'm like, where's my friend
Cindy?
Well,
you know, things got much better with that angle, and a lot of things turned around. I actually have someone else that just came in and gosh, I don't want to say too much on the air, but they just killed at my work an animal that I was rehabbing and was getting on their feet, and they had said, oh, no, they'll never walk again. So they went in at night and killed them, and causing a lot of problems, a control freak. But it's getting better. I mean, I've got a lot of people looking out for me and calling me when they see them come in and out. And that's just totally separate situation, though.
I feel like we're going to get it solved.
I wanted to ask you, pardon?
Go ahead. We got a few minutes. Go ahead.
Oh, you can go ahead and comment on that. I was just going to ask you about someone I just met. But yeah, do you see that I'll ever be able to get enough evidence against this man to prove that he did it?
I'm saying yes. I'm also seeing that there's something going on with a truck and a vehicle. And this is where I help the police and we get into the deal of this, especially being mean to an animal. There's no excuse for being mean to one of our dumb founded friends or our four of vet friends. This is really horrible.
I had spent 3.5 months rehabbing this animal and getting it back on its feet, and he saw her getting better, and he had declared she wasn't going to, and he went in the middle of the night and killed her. I mean, we were just devastated. She was a pet by then.
I can see this is something towards you and some other really craziness with him. I can see the other energy happening, and I do see them being able to do it. I feel the sheriff and them are going to do it. Don't you, Dina? We're going to get with us, Cindy, on here. They're going to kick us out the door here and make sure that you get with me on, JethroSmith.net and send me a little bit of stuff there. I need you to take a phone picture or a cell picture. Send me where the bad scene with the baby happened with the animal, and send me a picture of your driveway. I know that the guys are showing me because I feel like I can do it. If need be, I'll figure out what I can do. We're going to help you. Can you feel it, Dina? I feel him going to jail. This man messed up. There's something there that's there.
There's some kind of evidence still around. I feel like there's something that they're going to find or catch. Yeah.
We love you, Cindy. They're throwing us out the door. Okay. Definitely stay with us. Call in again.
Okay. Thank you, Jethro.
Thank you. Love you. This is Psychics Gone Wild with Jethro and Dina. Don't forget, we're going to be here every Thursday night at 9 o'clock until they send in more people. Dina, anything you want to tell them before they kick us out that door in 35 seconds?
have a beautiful weekend, and don't let Mercury Retrograde get to you, and just enjoy life.